This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour, the Good Day American Family Farmer Cooperative is on the air with a focus on agriculture, American agriculture, family farms. What is the future here for farms? Have you peaked, or are we still looking at the best days ahead of us in terms of family farming? I'm an American family farmer. Doug Steffen is my name. I do host a radio program called The Good Day Show, and I have tied my experience as a broadcaster to my experience as a farmer to bring you this conversation every week about what's going on in the lives of American agricultural heroes. You know, a lot of us talk a lot about heroes, and this policeman is a hero, and that soldier is a hero. Excuse me. Well, from my vantage point, I view the people who are fighting to keep the American farmer, the American farm family way of life going, they're heroes. And if you'll excuse me for just a second. My allergies are kicking in from all the haying that I've been doing. It's just one of those seasons. So in this program, the aim is to present you with some of the problems that the American family farmer has, the people who own ag businesses, the locavores who are interested in supporting local agriculture, buying and using the products that come from the local farmers. So we present problems and then solutions. So each week, there's a different personality on here that can tell a story about his or her experience, and through that medium, we can take problems that he or she has had to solve and present them to you so that you can use the ideas yourself. Thus is the case with Roger Allison, who runs a farm. He and his wife, Rhonda, raise cattle and grain on his farm in rural Missouri. He's the founder and executive director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center and Patchwork Family Farms. Looking into Patchwork Family Farms, it's a project of this center composed of a lot of the independent Missouri hog farmers who want to bring their production in line with what the local consumers want. Thus, this is a great connection to the locavore movement. Their cooperative livestock production and sales model has been used by a lot of people who are independent producers like them around the country. It's good because there is much focus from the EPA on the environment, and especially when it comes to pigs and how to raise them. There are a lot of questions about humane growing standards. So, Roger, I've given you this big build-up. Maybe we should start with you telling us about your own background, how you come to be the farmer that you are.
Thanks, Doug. My name is Roger Allison. I'm a farmer in Howard County, which is in north central Missouri, and that we farm row crop, corn, soybeans, wheat, and hay, and we've got a commercial cow-calf operation of about 80 head, and for the last 31 years, I've also been the director and the founder of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center based out of Columbia, Missouri.
So let's talk about that because it seems to get a lot of your attention. You've helped a lot of people. What sort of crisis brought you to founding this center?
Well, you know, back in the early 80s, I bought my farm in 1975. It was next to my parents' farm. And that there was a lot of hope that, we would work hard and, be able to, benefit from decent prices. And, but it really didn't turn out that way. Prices went backwards. We had droughts and other types of weather events. And that Ronald Reagan was elected. And and that they decided that if you're behind, you know, on your bills, the government, that, you know, they were going to collect. And so at that time, Missouri, you know, in the early 80s was number one as far as farm foreclosures, number two as far as topsoil erosion, and number three as far as what they classified as hunger counties, counties that, you know, people really didn't have enough groceries to put on the table. And those people that we're talking about were family farmers.
Yep.
And so through that whole process, we found out that there was an appeals process, and to make a to get right down to it, you know, I was arrested for standing up at my father's farm and stopping an illegal foreclosure. And so that, you know, was, you know, the turning point as far as my family farm and rural activism. Consequently, you know, we both, they foreclosed on my farm not too long after that. 1980 was the worst drought that we'd ever had. And they were trying to make an example of us. And that we didn't bend, went to federal court, we were both successful. And that, you know, they used our case, Sarah Vogel, an attorney out of North Dakota, had a class action suit, against, federal lending agency, the Farmers Home Administration. And they used, our wins in federal court as a basis for that suit, and it stopped foreclosures, federal foreclosures all across the United States. And then consequently, you know, I've been in front of a lot of courthouse steps, you know, trying to stop the sale of family farms, and building the awareness of what was happening to us out here. And it wasn't that we were just a bunch of bad managers. You know, we were good farmers. But bad circumstances, low prices, bad weather, government agents that violated their own policies. But they wanted to get rid of family farmers, and they did a pretty good job of it. Because
well, they've been doing that. That's pretty. Yeah, it's a pretty consistent trend from that era to this. You see it even worse now, because, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you here, because I am unabashed in my criticism of the government and the government programs supposedly that are here to help. You have a perfect example with the inflexibility of not being able to deal with prices that are predicated by competition from entities that are so large you could never compete with them, and governments, the trade policies that we have. If this Trans-Pacific Partnership that is being discussed now gets passed, you'll be gone for sure, and so will I.
Absolutely.
And so will every other family farmer. And yet you wonder how these people who are elected to the jobs, how they can be as strident. Look at the label bill that's been booted around in Congress between the House and the Senate, the so-called Dark Act, which supposedly keeps states from allowing you to tell people what it is that you're selling them. What are you growing? What's in it? I want to know. The consumer wants to know. You want to tell them, and the government doesn't want you to tell them because Monsanto doesn't want you to tell them.
And that's exactly right. And Monsanto's hooked up with all the other this era of farming right now, agribusiness, you know, has really got their political act together by all banding together the commodity groups that are supposed to help us out, that the only thing they do is help us out of business.
Help you out, period, yeah.
And that if, you know, you go past the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a nail in the coffin for family farmers.
Yep.
And you take a look at the country of origin labeling that farmers fought for years to get passed. And that, you know, consumers want to know where their food comes from. And so what happens? All of the commodity groups, the Cattlemen's Association included, you know, fight against it and say, oh, it's of no use to anybody. Well, it was a lot of use to all of us.
Yes.
And so they did away with it, and now the floodgates are open for the imports, the beef imports that are coming in, and market prices have dropped by 40% to independent farmers out here, and a lot of them can't make their, you know, payments because of that drop in income. It's absolutely wrong. You know, it's government supported, and government and big business are hand in hand, basically, you know, shoving us off the land here.
Yeah. All right, let's pause for a moment. We'll continue our conversation. You'll hear his story and how he's surviving. Roger Allison, who has a farm and Patchwork Family Farms, and also he's the director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, dealing with all these problems that farmers have. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Here's your health care update with America's health care advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right. Those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
A Budweiser, America, and Florida Georgia Line.
I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air, and hearing the crowd sing our song.
That's when it really feels like America is in our hands.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too.
Cheers. This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, we're continuing our conversation here in the American Family Farmer with Roger Allison, who is from Missouri. The website to go to is MORURAL, which is Missouri Rural Crisis Center. That's their logo. That's where you go to get information on how the pieces that he's been working on for all these decades fit together. What you need to know if you're frustrated and you're fighting, these people are fighting every day as well. What a horrible existence. Think about it. We fight all the time to have what is right. 21 after the hour on The American Family Farmer.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here, talk about your food, your choices, what's going on in the family farm. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Roger Allison is with us. He and Rhonda Perry raise cattle and grain on his farm in rural Missouri, founder and executive director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. I listened to you tell your stories, and I think this is the same road I've been going down. And I'm in Massachusetts, where it's not really ag-friendly to begin with. And so you have all of these things. You got to wonder what it is. The conspiratorialist in me, Roger, wonders out loud why it is that we have so much trouble providing people with good food. And now, when you get into the political season, people will rail against. I find in conversations that I've had over the years, the one thing that will push people's buttons more than anything else is to tell them they can't have the food they want, whether it's good food or bad food, but they can't make a choice. And that's kind of where we're developing here, don't you think?
Why, sure. I mean, when, you know, big money led by Monsanto fights for people knowing if they've got GMOs in their food or not, that's absolutely wrong. Now, I raise soybeans and corn here. Now, I will tell you, we've never, ever planted a GMO on this farm, and we never will.
Mm-hmm.
But they took over the soybean market. You know, it's something like 95% of the soybeans that are raised are genetically modified. Do you think that, you know, that occurred just accidentally? I mean, the market was restricted. Farmers go in and get seed when it first started off, and the only thing that was there was GMOs, and then they told them, oh, all you have to do is spray Roundup one time and it's clean fields. Well, we knew that that was a lie because Mother Nature changes all the time, and so now they're doing, oh, you got to put residuals with your Roundup ready. And so where are we at? We're back in the same place that we were, only we've got super weeds, and that Monsanto controls, you know, the soybean seeds in this country. And the Supreme Court said, oh, yeah, it was a new life form. Well, they had to start off with a soybean. That wasn't theirs to begin with. And that And so now you don't have the universities doing any research on the public variety because they're working as hard as they can with our taxpayer dollars for Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of all of this, you know, and in spite of, you know, the fact that we've lost over 90% of the hog producers in this country because a market's been contrived and controlled, independent hog producers, you know, we started a project called Patchwork Family Farms. And we started it with a startup grant from Willie Nelson's Farm Aid. And that we've been doing it for about 18 years now. And that we've got at different times. You know, we've got had all kinds of different producers, small producers, independent producers, raising hogs with standards, and then we sell them in supermarkets. We sell the pork in restaurants, and that we've expanded into the St. Louis area now.
Good.
And so, and we initially did this just to show that we can compete with these factory farms that are. That get huge amounts of money from taxpayers through the federal government and the state governments here. And so we were at the front end of the good food movement of local food. And so people use us as a model that it can be done. We didn't have, you know, a lot of money, but a startup money from Farm Aid, you know, took us over. And for the last 16 years, Farm Aid has had us cook family farm pork.
At the event. Yeah, all right. Hold on a second, Roger. Hold that thought. Roger Allison here with us in this hour of the American Family Farmer. Good lessons to be learned by listening to him. 28 past the hour.
Don't let mosquitoes bite into your summer fun. Beyond itchy welts, mosquitoes are also known to transmit numerous diseases, including West Nile virus and Zika, and are often described as one of the deadliest animals on the planet. Fortunately, there are ways you can protect against them. The National Pest Management Association is urging the public to remove all sources of standing stagnant water on their properties that could become breeding areas for mosquitoes, and to wear an insect repellent containing DEET or other EPA-registered ingredients to help repel mosquitoes and prevent mosquito bites. Apply according to the product label and over sunscreen. Wearing long-sleeve shirts, long pants, socks, and closed-toe shoes is also recommended. For more tips on how to reduce the risk of mosquito bites, visit www.pestworld.org. That's pestworld.org.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Building up your informational quotient on what's going on the farm, I'm Doug Steffen with the American Family Farmer, a production of the Good Day program. Roger Allison is here, who runs the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. He's been a farmer all of his life. He's got a farm called Patchwork Family Farm that has a lot of Missouri hog farmers. So what about the differences, Roger, between — you do pretty much everything on your farm, it sounds like — the dairy business, raising replacement heifers, the pork thing. Mostly the pork thing has gotten the spotlight because the EPA doesn't like what the pigs do to the water, or so they say. There's all this stuff with the EPA and manure management from people who don't have a clue. I so resent, frankly. We had a circumstance in Massachusetts a year or so ago where a doctoral student at the University of Massachusetts, never lived or worked on a farm, did a paper, her doctoral thesis, on manure management. And the state was ready to adopt her policies and recommendations as if there was good science to it. And it was that difficult. We had hearing after hearing, hundreds of farmers going to the state and saying, you adopt this, and every dairy farmer in Massachusetts will be gone in a year. But this is the stuff, the thinking that keeps coming to the fore because there's so much government, and they go get these kids out of school. You know, it's terrific they're interested in getting an education, but how about some practical experience? How much do you run into that?
Well, I tell you, the state of Missouri, you know, I guess you could say we live in a state of opportunity because what our problem is, Doug, is these factory farms. Factory farms did more environmental degradation and polluting the waterways of our state in one day than all of agriculture combined in over 10 years. And they brought these factory farms to us saying, you know, kind of the same thing. Oh, we're so environmentally sound. You independent family farmers, you know, are bad stewardships of the land. And when we put, you know, 100,000 hogs into a building, we're going to contain everything and, you know, make the environment better, which it was all a lie. But in our case, you got state government, you know, standing on the side, you know, twiddling their thumbs, you know, when family farmers that are around those facilities, you know, have their water, you know, that is not fit to drink, their air that, you know, is not fit to breathe, and that nothing is being done about it. And so that's kind of our experience here out in the heartland, is that these factory farms, you know, have got carte blanche, you know, and then, you know, you've got government that comes in and gives them money, you know, to help them build waste facilities, you know, to sort of, you know, continue the push for industrialization, which is wrong. We need more farmers instead of fewer farmers, more farmers watching the land. We need to have, now we've only got just a few farmers that are raising hogs in Missouri. And we used to have, you know, every farm had hogs. And it wasn't the regulations that ran us out. It was a lack of, you know, fair markets, corporations taking us over, and then shutting down, you know, the marketplace for us. And so with government, it just seems like, you know, that they run on the side of big business.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
well,
whatever they say, you know, goes. And I guess those guys in government and women, you know, are looking for the job once they retire, you know, to make even bigger money working for the corporation. Case in point, they changed, we used to have a law just a few years ago that said that, you know, corporations couldn't own, foreign corporations couldn't own land in the state of Missouri. They passed a law overnight to say, oh, they could own a certain percentage. Then a week later, the Red Chinese buy out Smithfield. That was pretty convenient. And so anytime they want, big business is involved and big money is involved, you know, they get their way. When family farmers are involved, we pay the price.
Well, that's the whole circumstance here that presents itself. And more we talk about it, it affects the local boards because it affects your ability to go find these farms, get a, we hear people all the time say, oh, you're so expensive. When my friend, it's a produce guy in the town, I'm a dairy guy, you know, he's got to get $3 for a, I'm trying to remember what I remember, the a bunch of radishes or whatever it is. That's because that's what it costs them to do it. And as a matter of fact, this particular farmer was harassed by the town because they didn't know any better. The guy next door didn't like him for whatever the reason. And so he called and complained about vehicles on his property. Well, the vehicles are the farm, the instruments of farming. But yeah, some of them sit around outside, they get rusty. So he had to go through this whole charade of explaining to the town what each piece of equipment was being used for and why he had to have it instead of, you know, buying something new, or why does it have to be rusty, or why is it sitting outside, why can't you build a barn to put it in, you know, all of this kind of stuff that shows complete ignorance on the part of the more people we have moving off the farm, the more ignorance we have when it comes to this sort of thing. And people go worship at the altar of the government, say, well, the government knows best. Bunk 'em.
Well, I think, you know, our Secretary of Agriculture that we've got now, I mean, he's not seen one corporation or commodity group, you know, that he wasn't in love with and that he wasn't doing their bidding. And that, and so we've been through a lot of Secretaries of Agriculture, but Vilsack, you know, is just a very poor.
He's a puppet. He's an Iowa, was a former Iowa governor. He's a puppet of all the big ag people.
That's right.
In there. And so he doesn't serve, he doesn't speak to, he doesn't help the family farm, the backbone of American agriculture.
No,
all right, so
that's right.
We've complained about all of these things. And I wonder now, let's find some success stories. Let's tell people, I'm going to pause here for a moment. When we come back, I'd like you to spend the last 4 or 5 minutes talking about the results of the work that you've done and what family farms have been saved and how you see the immediate future or down the road. And do you have somebody to take over for you if you decide you don't want to keep doing this? Roger Allison is with us from the Missouri Rural Crisis Center and Patchwork Family Farms, telling his story that we've heard many times, but we tell the story because there are so many different aspects to it that you ought to know what he's doing, so maybe you can figure a way around some of the problems that you're having if it's a governmental-based problem. 42 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Know-how!
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love, because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target, so you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine this scenario. A man walks into a hospital with chest pains and fears the worst. The doctor orders a blood test, and it shows no elevated enzymes that would indicate a heart attack. However, the patient urges additional testing, and after some more expensive tests, the final diagnosis is indigestion. According to surveys, doctors say they routinely order more tests than are clinically needed for two main reasons: to eliminate patient anxiety and to avoid being sued. Ordering these extra tests is called defensive medicine, and it comes with a huge price tag. Even with the Affordable Care Act, insurance premiums are expected to rise an average of about 10% next year in metropolitan areas, in large part because of defensive medicine. Let's be fair. If we're going to bring sanity to healthcare spending and cut insurance rates, wasteful spending has to be eliminated. A nonpartisan group called Patients for Fair Compensation has developed a plan that would replace this broken system with a new one. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The conversation continues on the American Family Farmer. We presented the problems that Roger Allison is having dealing in Missouri with the state and the federal government. What about the ways that you are selling? What successes can you point to when it comes to your cattle, to your hogs, to the produce? Not only with you, but you've got this patchwork family farm, so I'm guessing that there are some other family farmers in there that are having success. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in existence, at least to a point.
Well, that's right, Doug. I think that, you know, there are some real success stories, you know, that are out here that have come about by necessity. For example, Patchwork Family Farms, over 20 hog producers raising hogs with standards and traditional ways. Every year our sales have increased substantially, and that this year, you know, our sales are increasing, and that, you know, that allows us to bring on more producers because people want to have, and people want to know where the food comes from,
right.
And they want to have, you know, good food. And so, you know, within really the last 10 years, you know, there's this whole local food, good food movement, and Farm Aid has been instrumental in helping us out with that and in helping farmers out across the country, you know, doing that. And so I think that, you know, but all those things, you know, require time and money, you know, and that when you're on a family farm, you know, there's two things that you normally don't have, and that's time and that's money. And so if you start off small, and that's where we were. We started off small, and we didn't, you know, get any bigger than, you know, the money that we had available.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're fairly solid. You know, some other, you know, examples, you know, of real solid wins. And I want to go back to 1987 and talk about the Ag Credit Act that basically stopped foreclosures across this country. Family farmers, you know, passed that with the help of, you know, consumers.
Yep.
And that, you know, that was the best piece of credit legislation that we've had in this country, you know, since the New Deal. Then in our state and across other states in the Midwest, there's this whole fight for local control. And what local control is county governments, you know, make regulations on these factory farms that are tighter and stronger than what the state regulations are, because the state regulations allow them to spray manure right up, you know, to your front doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
If if you're on your property line, and that's wrong. And that, you know, manure is an asset.
Yep.
But when you have 10 20 acre lakes of this stuff, you know, it's a little bit more than just an asset. I mean, it's a real problem for communities. And so the local control fight, every year we're down at the state capitol, and it's, you know, we barely win. But we have one, and it's been across the aisle where people have filibustered in order to make sure that we have it. Stopping the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, if you know yourself about all of the different things of people coming together, you know, to stop this. And so that's a pretty good thing.
That's the number one thing that now has to be a priority. All right, well, good work, Roger. Thank you for visiting and sharing. Go to morural.org to get some more ideas from Roger Allison, who's in Missouri. This is the American Family Farmer.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Time for you to exercise your right to think. THINK. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Weekly American Family Farmer connected to the Good Day Show. This is a very important time for most all of us. I'm going to talk to you about the scurrilous way, pretty much in the same mind that Roger was just talking to us about, the scurrilous way that the government, in collusion with Monsanto and some of the big ag companies, are trying to complete their round of eliminating the ability that you have to find out where the food comes from and what's in it. Diabolical plans revealed in just a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick Pedestal Washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you can put toddlers. They spill everything on themselves. You change
teams are at this about five times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have six different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
56 minutes after the hour. Okay, so the president now has in the White House a bill called the DARK Act. We call it the DARK Act all along. You may have heard about this. There were attempts. The state of Vermont passed a bill last year which would have taken effect the 1st of July, which would require food distributors to tell you if they have GMO food or if GMO seeds or any kind of GMO involvement in the product that you're buying. And then that was footballed around because Monsanto and the big Cargill, ADM, you name it, the usual suspects, the big drug companies, all of them, they want you not to know what's in the food, step up to the plate. They influenced the senator from Kansas, Mr. Roberts, who's the chairman of the Ag Committee in the Senate. Ranking Democrat is Debbie Stabenow. So the two of them get together to try to pass a bill that is a different version than the House passed last year and a different version than what we were talking about earlier in the year, so that it would appease the people on both sides. Well, the bill should be more accurately termed at the moment the unlabeling bill. It has huge loopholes, no enforcement mechanisms, and it'll take 2 years before anything happens anyway, except that what happens is the bill, if it passes and the president signs it, will override state laws that are already in place. As I said, Vermont has a bill. There are other states, there are three or four other states that have passed the same kind of a bill that require that you know what you're buying. That's really the bottom line here. And consumer groups, the local boards have been after the government to pass these things, fighting furiously. Why should we have to fight this? Now, the even more scurrilous part of this is finding out what they've done to mask the identity. And the Senate bill, if you look it up, is Senate 764. You will see it was originally supposed to defund Planned Parenthood, and that's how it's still labeled. All of the original text has been removed, replaced by an amendment inserting the DARK Act provisions. This bill has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. You can go. I have posted at DougStephan.com and also, I think, on the Facebook page, at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day Show, the information about how you can get to the White House, get to the comment line, 202-456-1111. Help yourself, help the country do something in a petition mode to keep this thing from getting signed by the president. There it is. Information for you to consider. I'm Doug Stephan on the American Family Farmer.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.